Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. I kind of just want to get right on into today's topic because I feel like just the topic itself will also be a little bit of a catch up because this is really all about how I've been feeling lately. I have been feeling so uncertain lately about so many things in my life, and this isn't what I was planning on talking about today. Honestly, I decided to talk about this for today's episode like 10 minutes ago, but as you guys know, when I have something on my mind, that is the entire point of having this podcast. So that's what we're gonna talk about today. I want to talk about feeling uncertain, why I've been feeling uncertain lately, and kind of some possible solutions to this and things to implement. I think it's funny when I talk about things that I'm currently experiencing and I'm struggling with in the present moment, and then I'm like, here are some solutions. Like, why am I not using these solutions that I'm giving you guys? The answer is because I'm a hypocrite. And I love to tell people advice. I love to help others, but I cannot take my own advice. So at least I'm self-aware, but it is something that I really need to work on because it's really annoying. Before we get into it, I need to address the elephant in the room, and that is, I know you guys were all wondering what I'm drinking right now. This is probably one of my favorite things to do in these podcasts. I love talking about the drink that I'm sipping on during each episode. Today, we have a hot new bombshell. I don't know if I have mentioned this one before. I don't know if I've been drinking this when recording a podcast episode before, but a hot new bombshell is entering the villa, and that is a poppy cherry limeade soda. I love these. These and the orange ones are my favorite. I had coffee earlier today. It's currently 6 p.m., so I just didn't really feel like making another coffee. And also, to be so transparent with you guys, I have almond milk right now that I bought like last week and I never opened it, so it's still like good. But I went through all my oat milk and then I opened up my almond milk because I was like, well, I bought this, so I'm gonna use it. But every time I make coffee with almond milk instead of oat milk, like my same coffee recipe, everything else is the same, but almond milk instead of oat milk, I just don't like it. I don't like it as much. So I made that this morning, but I wasn't really excited to drink it because it just didn't taste as good as it does with oat milk. Oat milk's significantly creamier, as we all know, and I prefer it, but I have the almond milk in my fridge and I don't want to waste it. So I'm powering through. I know you guys all were worried about that, so thank you so much for your support in this time. But anyway, I'm drinking a poppy tonight, and that's really all I have to say about that. So like I said, I have just been feeling so uncertain lately, and it's just been this anxious feeling in my chest that I have no idea what I'm doing. And not in the traditional sense of like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing in my life, but like, I mean, I guess kind of. I just feel so uncertain about the way things are going to play out in so many different aspects of my life. I feel uncertain about the future in general. Obviously, the future does not exist and it's not promised. So there is always uncertainty with the future in and of itself. But about my future specifically, I've just been feeling really uncertain. Financially, I've been feeling uncertain about my love life or lack thereof. I'm turning 24, and when I was younger, I legitimately thought that by 24, I would be married. I am so painfully single. I have no prospects. And it feels so impossible to get any prospects these days because the dating scene just in general in society is not, like, it's just not great. Not that I'm really trying. I'm really not even trying. Maybe I should not speak about this because I don't put forth any effort. Like, I'm not on any dating apps, but I just don't want to be. I don't want to be. I want to meet somebody organically, and I feel like everyone says that, but it feels so fucking impossible just to meet someone, A. B, have it be a good person. There's just so many question marks about that. And then also I've been feeling uncertain about my living situation, where I'll live in the near and the far future. I've felt this way around this time of year last year because I knew that my rent renewal was going to be coming up in the next couple months. I think I have probably 2 months until I learn my fate for this next year. But I remember when this first came around last year, I was so anxious because my rent and how much my rent management company raises it, if they do, is completely out of my hands. So it is like literally completely uncertain. Like I have no idea and I have no say in what they're going to charge me. It has to do with other units around and the market. And last year, people's rents I was talking to, which added to my anxious feelings, I was talking to people in the city and their rents were getting raised by like 25%, which is astronomical and crazy and insane. So I was just very worried. I ended up getting my rent renewal and they raised it, but not too much that it was like detrimental. So I decided to stay because I love my apartment. But now another year is coming around. I don't know. I always just stress about this because it is uncertain. And then beyond just this, where am I going to be living in the next couple years? Like if I'm thinking like mid to far future, where do I want to live? Because I know that I don't want to live in New York City forever. I can't afford to live in New York City forever. It's not sustainable financially for me. Anyway, so I just feel so uncertain about like where I want to live long term because I get so many questions from people in my life. They're like, okay, well, after you are done living in New York City, where do you want to live? Like, where do you want to settle down? And I have no fucking idea. I don't know. I mean, when I was moving to New York City, I knew I wanted to live here, but I was so afraid of it because it seemed so big. But this was really the only place that I realistically had in mind that I wanted to live in. And then now knowing that I cannot sustain this forever and the fact that I know I want to move somewhere quieter, I'm like someday in maybe a few years, I'm like, I don't have anywhere that I felt as sure of as I felt about here. Maybe it will come to me. You know, I'm probably just jumping the gun because this is not even in my near future. This is in my like middle to far future. So much time is going to be happening between then and now. And so many things can come to me. I can learn new things. I can meet new people. You know, there's just so many things that are going to happen in between now and then that I don't know anything about. So I'm sure those will provide me more insight or maybe give me an answer. But sitting from where I'm at right now, there's uncertainty around it because I genuinely have no idea what the fuck I'm going to do or what I even want to do. And I honestly feel like I've always had these things, which it's super normal to feel uncertain about stuff. Let me say that. I think we all have things that we feel uncertain about. They're different for everybody based on everyone's circumstances. But I feel like everyone's uncertainty has just been amplified so much since COVID. And in the past few years, like dealing with COVID and everything else that's been going on in the world, I just feel so much more on edge now about so many things, the future, all of that, than I did before COVID. If anyone else is feeling that same way, that the pandemic and just everything that's happened since 2020 has made them feel so much more uncertain about life, I am right there with you. So that's just how I've been feeling lately. I try to tell myself when I'm feeling this way that I have to just relax for a second. I have to just have faith in life that things are going to work out. But in the moment, it's so hard. And especially when there are so many things that I'm feeling uncertain about at the same time, all the question marks just become one big question mark. And it makes me feel like I don't know what I'm doing at all, which isn't true. I do think I know at least a little bit what I'm doing in some areas. But when the uncertainties pile up about so many different areas of my life, it starts to overshadow everything, even the things that I'm sure about. And I'm like, well, am I really sure about this? Because if I'm unsure about all this other shit, then how can I be sure about this? I want to talk about kind of how I can try and we can try to combat these feelings of uncertainty when we're feeling them. Let's start with the first thing, and that is just to take a step back. Look at things from a 50,000 foot view. if you can pull yourself out of the situation you're currently in and look at it from a bird's eye, 50,000 foot view, you're going to see that it's a lot smaller than it feels when you're in it. You can't see the forest from the trees. When you're in the middle of a situation, no matter what it is, if you're feeling uncertain, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're dealing with whatever it is, you're looking at the trees because you're in the middle of the forest. You can't see where the forest ends. All you can see are trees. So it feels like that is your entire world. And there's nothing beyond that. And there's no end in sight because you just can't see it. You can only see the trees. If you can pull yourself out of the current moment and look at it from a 50,000 foot view, you're going to see the forest isn't as big as you thought it was or as it feels like it is. Some things genuinely feel like they are the end of the world. And it takes a lot to be able to pull yourself out of that moment. Like literally reach your hand into the forest and pluck your little self out so that you're above and looking down. It is hard to do that because all of the feelings that you are feeling that feel so big in that moment, those are overpowering your thoughts that are telling you to just take a step back because you're like, I can't take a step back. I'm in the middle of this and I have to do this. I have to figure this out. But sometimes you genuinely have to put everything down, metaphorically, and take yourself out of the situation and look at the bigger picture. The forest is a lot smaller when you look at it from a 50,000 foot view than it is when you're in the middle of it. That is a fact. The next thing, and kind of the majority of what I wanted to talk about in this episode, is to control what you can control. I believe the solution to feeling uncertain, and this is just me, my proposed solution to feeling uncertain is equal parts preparation and faith. Now let's break this down, starting with the preparation part. So take the financial uncertainty, for example. Lay the groundwork now that you feel will best set you up for financial stability and success in the future. All you can do in the current moment is your best. That's what I mean when I say preparation. Prepare to the best of your ability. Lay the groundwork and set yourself up for success. This could be your habits currently, your mindset, your drive and your determination, your trajectory, meaning what you want long term, what your goals are. Those are the things that you can prepare right now. And those are the things that you can use to lay the groundwork right now. And they are all in your control. The things you do every day, the ways that you handle situations, the decisions that you make, all of that is in your control. Your mindset is also in your control. And I feel like I talk about mindset in every single episode, but it is literally everything. No matter what is going on outside of you, externally, around you in the world and wherever, you have control over your mindset about it. And you have control over your mindset, period. Your mindset now and your habits now are part of what will prepare you for the future. And finally, your trajectory and what your end goal is. For another example, my end goal for where I want to live in the future is I want to live somewhere quieter, probably a suburb. I want to have a house and I want to have a yard. I want to, you know, be able to breathe fresh air and smell fresh cut grass and hear birds chirping in the morning. You know, those are like my ideal vision for what I want long term for where I want to live. So those things are part of my trajectory and they're kind of helping to set my path. And then if I follow that and I keep those things in the back of my mind, when an opportunity arises that matches those things, I will be able to recognize it and it'll be on my radar, if that makes sense. So essentially the first part is to focus on solvable worries and things that are solvable right now. in the present moment, because that is all that you have. Take action now on the things that you can control. And then beyond that, that's half of it. The other half is that you have to have faith that the rest will work out. Because the truth is, you cannot control absolutely everything, which is definitely a hard pill to swallow. I am somebody who loves to have at least a little bit of a grip on everything. I want to feel in control of my own life, of my own fate, of my own future. I want to feel in control of everything because it makes me feel better, first of all, anxiety-wise. I get more anxiety in situations that I feel like I have less control in. So naturally, I mentally try to counteract that by trying to control as much as I can. Which sometimes, I mean, it's not a bad thing, but a lot of the time it's like really unnecessary. I don't, first of all, need to control everything, and I also can't. We need to have faith that the rest, after you've prepared, the rest will work out for you the way they are supposed to. And whatever the outcome is, either way, whether it's what you thought it would be or it's not, you can and you will adjust to it. You will pivot if you have to, and you'll keep going because the world is gonna keep spinning. You have always adjusted. That is how you've gotten here. And I'm also speaking to myself when I say this. I have always figured it out. Whenever I have come to a situation in life where I've hit a crossroads or I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to figure this out, I have. Because if I hadn't, I wouldn't be here right now. Life is a series of problems that you have to solve, and then you just get to the next one. There's always a quote-unquote problem, whether it's a good problem or a bad problem. As human beings, we always have problems to solve. And also, human beings love solving problems. That's the entire point of life. If we're not solving a problem, we're not doing anything. We are always solving at least one problem in our lives at all times. And we, as humans, like solving problems. Think about it. When you are faced with a challenge and you figure out a way to overcome it, you figure out a way through, you feel almost a rush. And you feel really good about that. Human beings love solving problems, which is good because life is literally just a series of problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution. Problem, the word problem tends to have a negative connotation because we use it when we mean something that's hard. But some things are good problems to have. I don't know. It could be as small as picking where you want to go to dinner tomorrow. I mean, technically that's a problem. It's not a bad one though. It's a good problem, but we still have to solve it. And that's like obviously a really stupid example on a really small scale, but we're literally solving problems as human beings every single day, all the time. And no matter what it is, we're figuring it out as we go. We're adjusting every single day. We have to adjust our sails every single day. And we just do it most of the time without even really thinking about what we're doing. We're not thinking about, oh, I'm adjusting my sails right now, when we're making a different decision or we're deciding to go down a different path. We're just doing it. We are conditioned as humans to problem solve and to look for solutions. So whatever the outcome is that ends up happening in a situation that you're feeling uncertain about, you're going to adjust either way. And also, everything is always a learning experience. You either win or you learn. And even when you win, you're still learning. You're not losing or failing unless you stop trying, A, or B, choose to not take a lesson from something. Everything is a learning experience. So even if something does not pan out the way that you maybe thought it would, if you're feeling uncertain about something and you think like the ideal scenario is this, but maybe it doesn't go that way exactly, it's still a learning experience and you're gonna adjust either way because you always have. There's so much evidence. If you look at all the things that you've ever done, all of that is evidence to your ability to adjust. Look at it that way. You should believe in your ability to adjust, and you are more than capable of doing that. You are, I am. We should trust ourselves because we've done it time and time and time and time and time again. We are capable, and we continue to show that every single day. So why can't we see that in ourselves? Or why can't I see that in myself when I'm feeling uncertain? Why do I feel like I'm completely out of control of my life when I have literally adjusted and adapted to everything that's happened up to this point? Another part of having faith that the rest will work out is learning to accept uncertainty. It obviously exists for everybody, but learning to accept it and choosing to accept it is taking it one step further. And honestly, choosing to accept uncertainty is kind of taking some of the control of your own life back in a weird way, I think. If you refuse to accept the fact that uncertainty is inevitable, you're going to feel like uncertainty is happening to you. But when you choose to accept that uncertainty is a part of life, you're choosing to take your power back from uncertainty because you're acknowledging that it's going to happen and that you're accepting it. I hope that that made sense, but it did in my head. Anyway, the only things in life that are 100% certain are death and taxes. The taxes part kind of cracks me up because I just paid mine and it was a really painful experience. But anyway, those are the only things that are certain in life. The rest of life, I mean, there is a degree of uncertainty that comes with absolutely everything. We don't always think about it because sometimes it's just not that, like, the degree of certainty is higher than the degree of uncertainty. So we don't even think about it. We just assume that it's certain. But it's kind of not. And I'm not saying that to freak anybody out because now that it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have a little bit of a spiral right now if I think about that too much. But that's the truth. So I was doing some light Googling when I was writing my notes for this episode, and I came across an article from helpguide.org. It's called Dealing with Uncertainty, written by Lawrence Robinson and Melinda Smith. I will link it down below as always when I talk about specific sources. And I want to talk about a couple of the things that they said in this article for how to deal with feeling uncertain, specifically ones that pertain to accepting uncertainty. First of all, they said that we should try to recognize when we feel the need for certainty, slash what our uncertainty triggers are. So in other words, what is it exactly that makes us feel uncertain? What triggers those intense feelings of uncertainty? An example for me in terms of the relationship, love life, future, all of that relationship related stuff. One thing that triggers uncertainty for me is looking around and seeing so many other people in long-term relationships and feeling like I can't find that. A lot of the time, that is through social media. So the trigger there would be social media and just my doom scrolling. And social media has made it possible for us to see so much information about so many different people all at once. Which, obviously, there are really good things about social media. Because, first of all, it's my job. Second of all, you can learn a lot. You can get a lot of inspiration. And it can be really entertaining and funny. And there's a lot of amazing things about social media. But there are also negative things, as there are with everything in life. And one of them is that it's really easy to see so many different people's lives with very little context. But for some reason, at least me personally, I will look at someone else like my age or younger than me. And I see people getting engaged, getting married, having kids, like being with their partners for years on years on years. I'm like, why can I not have that? It makes me feel even more uncertain about my future because I'm like, well, I thought that I would be where they are right now in my life, and I'm not. I don't know how to get there. I want that, but I don't know how to get to it. It kind of amplifies things that I'm already feeling insecure about or uncertain about. It's not that social media creates those feelings most of the time. I mean, sometimes, I guess, depending on what it is. it really can. But in this situation, I feel like social media amplifies my feelings of uncertainty and my insecurities about certain things when I'm seeing other people who have it and I don't. So that's the first thing. Recognizing what your uncertainty triggers are. Because if you can recognize what they are, you can work to minimize them. It's really just about getting to the root of the problem and tackling it from there instead of just fixing it for right now, but letting the root problem kind of keep growing. We don't want to do that. Moving on, I have a couple quotes from the article that I really liked in relation to accepting uncertainty. So first, quote, like all emotions, if you allow yourself to feel fear and uncertainty, they will eventually pass, end quote. These feelings are not forever. They are temporary. In the moment, as I said with the forest and the trees thing, they may feel endless. But if you allow yourself to feel the fear and uncertainty and accept that you are feeling those things, they will eventually pass. When you keep pushing things down and pushing things down and pushing things down, eventually they're going to come back up to the surface. And it might be harder to deal with them then because you've been holding them in. They've been growing with other things. Other things have been being pushed out too. And that can lead to an explosion. Allowing yourself to feel emotions in the moment and accepting that you're feeling them asserts control over those feelings. Another quote that I really liked was, respond to the what ifs running through your head by acknowledging that you're not a fortune teller. You don't know what will happen. All you can do is let go and accept the uncertainty as part of life, end quote. Again, everything in life, except for death and taxes, has uncertainty to it. It is a part of life. It's a part of everything that we do. We just don't always feel the negative effects of it because the uncertainty is not always such a big percentage. With things that are more uncertain than they are certain, that's when the feelings of feeling overwhelmed and anxious and out of control can start to enter the chat, if you will. All you can do, though, is let go and accept that uncertainty is a part of life and have faith that it's going to work out. Sometimes you have to just believe things are going to work out. Even if you don't have proof of that, even if you can't see it, even if you have no evidence, you just have to have faith. And sometimes it might feel like blind faith, but having faith means trusting something that you don't know for sure or that you can't see. Another thing they talked about in the article again is to shift your attention back to the solvable items that are in your control when you are starting to feel uncertain about stuff. And one of those things that are in your control, as I said, is always your reaction and also your mindset. When you feel like you have nothing else in your life that you can control right now, the two things you always can control are your reaction and your mindset. Always. So if you don't know which way to turn and you feel like you have no control over anything and everything's just spiraling, shift your focus and your attention back to those two things, your reaction and your mindset, because those are always in your control. And then once you acknowledge that there is something in your control, even if it's only one or two things, that makes you feel a little bit more powerful and a little less completely powerless against the circumstances of life. Now, learning to accept uncertainty does not mean that you shouldn't plan. As I said, planning is 50% of the solution. It's the first part that I talked about. The preparation is half of it. So that's not what I mean. This is about accepting that you cannot plan everything. Some things you can, some things you can't. And thus, control what you can control. That's it. That's all you can ask of yourself. If you control what you can control, that is you doing your best. I was having a conversation with my mom a couple of days ago, and we were talking about like my work. And transparently, one of the things that I've been really stressing about and that feels so uncertain to me is my work and the fact that brand deals are not coming in at the rate that they usually do. Brands have been cutting their budgets lately. Brands have been shifting their focuses to other platforms besides just YouTube. So I haven't been seeing the volume, I guess, of brand deals that I typically see by this point in the year, which has made me very nervous because that is the main source of my income. And this is where the financial aspect of my uncertainty really has been stemming from, because when content creation is your job, or really you're self-employed, freelance, you're an independent contractor, any of those things, you don't have a steady income necessarily. You don't have a salary that you're guaranteed to be paid every year. And that's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's a good thing because there's, in theory, no limit to what you can earn. But the downside is that you also might not earn anything. There is nothing guaranteed, which, I mean, that just in and of itself creates a lot of uncertainty. And for someone like me who already struggles really heavily with anxiety, they just feed into each other and it becomes this whole big mess. So I was talking with my mom about this a couple of days ago, and she was just saying how she noticed that I haven't been doing as many as I usually would be doing at this point in the year. And this is something that really does stress me out. But when we were talking, I was just like, I have faith that things will work out. I may not know exactly how or when or where or why or any of those things. I may not know those things right now, but they're going to work out. Things are going to work out. And I have to believe that, because if I don't, I'm going to spiral. Like, quite literally, I'm going to spiral if I don't have faith in things working out. It could be what I want them to be, or it could point me in a completely different direction. And either way, that is life working itself out. And I'm going to adjust either way. But I have to have that mindset, and I have to believe that. Whether it's me telling myself that so that I feel better, or that's my way of like manifesting and putting it out there and putting good energy out there that things are going to work out, whatever it is. I mean, it's what I have to do to make myself feel better and to not completely spiral. So no matter what scale it's on, what the situation is, this is something that all of us can relate to. And we're all truly figuring it out together. And no one's ever alone. No one's ever the only one feeling this way, because I think we're all feeling it collectively at the same time. That's all I've got for y'all today. I'm not sure if this made me feel better about the topic, talking it out, or what. I still feel like I need to journal about it. I don't know. I feel like I'm not even a big journaler. I wish I was. I wish I was more consistent with it. But I feel like when I do journal, it's about things that are really bothering me. And I can pick out themes and patterns and stuff more easily in my writing. If I'm like writing all this stuff down, like I can literally physically underline, like, this is a pattern, this is a pattern. So maybe I'll do that, and maybe that'll help me feel better. But thank you again for listening to another episode of Digital Diary with me, Hannah Elise. If you made it to this point in the episode, you are a real one. Love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope you enjoyed hanging out, because I know I did. And I will be back next week with a brand new episode. Bye.